Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. In this edition, we talk about the budget for the next fiscal year and its impact. We also talk about the hammering that Adani Group stocks received and another set of layoffs by the edtech giant Byju's. Tightrope walking. In the run-up to the union budget for the fiscal year 2023-24, many economists had expressed concern about the government possibly caving into populism ahead of the general elections next year. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman did just that on February 1st, and still the economists can't complain. The government announced enough tax ops to keep the middle class happy, and at the same time stuck to the fiscal consolidation path by lowering the target for fiscal deficit to 5.9% of GDP. Now, why was this balance important? The fiscal deficit is mostly made up by issuance of government bonds or gilts, an instrument many mutual funds invest in heavily. But the government also has to pay interest on these gilts. India has one of the highest debt-to-GDP ratios in the world, and unless the government embarks upon the path of fiscal consolidation, it will end up spending most of its revenue on servicing debt. For example, in 2023-24, of every 100 rupees the government earns, it will spend 20 rupees on servicing debt, up from 18 rupees in 2020-21. At the same time, it is important for the government to provide enough incentives to lure people towards the new income tax regime that it has been promoting. So, the government made income up to 7 lakh rupees tax-free under the new regime. Back of the envelope calculation suggests that unless a person is claiming a deduction of 3.75 lakh rupees, 1.50 lakh rupees under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act, plus 25,000 rupees for medical insurance and 2 lakh rupees on house loan interest, there is little reason to stick to the old tax regime. While proponents of the new regime say it will reduce people's tax outgo and boost consumption, critics say it may discourage long-term savings. So, it is time to sit with your calculators and spreadsheets to make a choice, but do keep in mind your savings ability for the future, too. Take cover. The new tax regime had an unintended consequence on shares of insurance companies on the budget day. Most insurance stocks stumbled as the new regime doesn't incentivize insurance as a tax-saving measure under various sections of the Income Tax Act such as 80C. Also, the budget proposes to make income from insurance schemes that have premium higher than 5 lakh rupees taxable at the hand of the recipients. The only exception that the government provides for this is ULIP or unit-linked insurance plans. But the tax benefits from ULIPs had already been capped at 2.5 lakh rupees in the last budget. Vibha Padalkar, chief executive of HDFC Life Insurance, told a news agency that there could be a 10 to 12% hit on the company's top line because of the budget measures. Does this mean you stop taking insurance policies? Of course not. Insurance schemes as a cover for difficult times remain as important as ever. But do choose wisely what type of insurance you really need. And, if you are sticking to the old income tax regime, most of the benefits under Section 80C still stand. Adani fiasco. If last week was bad for billionaire Gautam Adani's eponymous Adani Group, this week was even worse as investors continued to lose faith in the conglomerate following a damaging report by U.S. short seller Hindenburg Research. In its 100-page report on January 25, Hindenburg alleged stock manipulation and accounting fraud by Adani Group. Not surprisingly, the group vehemently denied the allegations. But its 413-page denial seems to have had little effect. Hindenburg's report came just as Adani Enterprises, the group flagship, launched a follow-on public offering to raise almost 20,000 crore rupees. The FPO, the largest ever in India, received tepid response from domestic mutual funds, foreign institutions and retail investors. But it was still fully covered thanks to support from the UAE-based international holding company and top Indian businessmen, which reportedly include JSW Sajjan Jindal, Airtel Sunil Mittal and HDFC's Deepak Parekh. However, Adani Enterprises cancelled the FPO as its shares slumped. In fact, shares of Adani Enterprises lost more than 40% of their value this week. Adani Total Gas plunged 44%, Adani Green lost 37%, Adani Transmission plunged over 30% and Adani Ports cracked 16% this week. Overall, the combined market value of the group fell by more than $100 billion this week, before pulling back on Friday. This pushed Gautam Adani from the world's third richest person a couple of weeks ago to number 17 rank, as per Forbes. This was not all. The Reserve Bank of India asked banks for their exposure to Adani Group companies and global lenders began keeping their distance from the group securities. The group company's overseas bonds came under pressure, especially after Citigroup's wealth investment arm and Credit Suisse's lending arm stopped accepting Adani Group securities as collateral for giving out margin loans. Meanwhile, the National Stock Exchange put Adani Enterprises, Adani Ports and Ambuja Cements in its list of stocks that require additional surveillance measures. Adani Enterprises has also been removed from the Dow Jones Sustainability Indices effective February 7. Is the worst over for Adani Group? Unlikely. While shares of the group companies may begin recovering in the weeks and months ahead, we will face even more scrutiny, especially from foreign investors and institutions. What does this mean for common folk like us? Well, if you are a stock investor, make your bets wisely. And if you are a mutual fund investor, do check the portfolios of the schemes in which you have invested. While most actively mutual fund schemes have either shunned Adani Group stocks or only have a small exposure, index funds have to mandatorily invest in the stocks that make up the index. While the BSE Sensex doesn't include any Adani stock, the Nifty 50 includes Adani Enterprises and Adani Ports, while the Nifty Next 50 includes Adani Total Gas, Adani Transmission, Ambuja Cement, ACC and Adani Green. So, hang tight for now and watch this space. Why choose layoffs? When the COVID-19 pandemic first began spreading almost 3 years ago, one of the biggest beneficiaries of the stay-at-home restrictions was the edtech sector. Now, as schools, colleges and other educational institutions are fully open, edtech companies are feeling the heat. Byju's, the biggest online teaching startup in India, is conducting its second layoff exercise within 4 months. Byju's is said to be firing about 1,000 to 1,500 employees in this round, including freshers and senior executives, multiple news reports said this week. A large number of the laid-off executives were part of the tech and engineering teams. These layoffs come after the company in October sacked about 2,500 employees, out of its workforce of 50,000 at the time. Okay, but why is Byju's, which has amassed millions of dollars from venture capital and private equity investors, laying people off? Well, the company has said that the layoffs are critical for the company to become profitable. The edtech startup had reported a loss of 4,588 crore rupees for the year ended March 2021. While it has earlier said that it expects losses for 2021-22 to fall and revenue to jump, it hasn't yet released its financials. But the layoffs indicate that all is still not well with the edtech company. Market wrap. Despite the rout in Adani stocks, the broader market held up rather well during the week with the benchmark indices closing in the green thanks to Friday's gains. The 30-share Sensex gained about 2.5% during the week, while the 50-script Nifty ended 1.4% higher, weighed down by Adani Group shares. Among the Nifty stocks that gained the most during the week were ITC, which jumped almost 10%, and Ultratech Cement, which climbed 7%. Titan, Britannia Industries, ICICI Bank and Mahindra all rose over 5% each. Other gainers included Eicher, Bajaj Finance, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Bank, HCL and Wipro. Apart from the Adani pack, the others that lost value this week included HDFC Life Insurance, which fell nearly 17%, and SBI Life Insurance, which lost almost 9%. Drugmaker Divi's Labs slumped close to 15% after missing estimates for third quarter results. UPL, Hindalco, Hero MotoCorp, BPCL and ONGC were among the other laggards. Until next week, happy investing!